It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
D-Mac is off today. I'm Sean Drotron, normally host of The Fan Late Night. Tyler Palumbis is here, though, and that's good. It is time for Mount Palumbis. Me, because, you know.
Yes, let's go. That's what I do all show every day, but yes, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
For that to happen, it can't be Mount Palumbis. I am not tall enough to pass for Mount Palumbis.
I think you got the voice, though. I mean, we both got deep voices. Yours is just smooth and silky, while mine is just deep and scratchy.
Well, that's character.
Yeah.
The first one from us here comes from the idea that we're talking about the Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah.
Should there be a cap on what players can make?
Mount Palumbis.
Man, that's such a good question. It really is. Trust me, I get the complexities of this situation. Once you open up Pandora's box and you start paying these athletes, it does get messy. Without a doubt, it does. We are talking about 18-year-old kids, and we are talking about an unequal playing ground where every university does not make the same amount of money. So, man, fundamentally, I disagree with putting a cap on it, but realistically, yes, I think there needs to be a cap on it. Even better yet, I think if you want to keep it at some form of amateurism and you want to separate it from the professional level, whereas this is not minor league baseball, it's not minor league football, this is still college, this is still an education, these are still student athletes, then I think a fair way to go about it is to come up with a minimum salary, which you're paying the guys, and then open up the market for them to use their name to make whatever amount they want to outside of that salary. So, yeah, there probably has to be some sort of cap on whatever the quote-unquote salary is that you're paying these players. But no, I mean, if I've got a name that is worth value that I could make money on, there should be nobody that is telling me that I could go make money elsewhere, right? So if I've got the ability to go sell my name and get advertising dollars from Nike or whoever else it might be, and they want to pay me $10 million, hey, I'd be pretty lucky and I would take that $10 million and I'd be pretty happy with it. There's not going to be very many guys that's going to be true for, but there will be some, and you should never cap the amount of money that you can make outside of the university. You know, there's another question here that I'll hit a little bit, and I guess it's another. Yeah, here you go.
Mount Palumbis. Speak!
So, Tyler, who would pay for the athletes? Would you raise tuition? That's not fair. It's already too high. Would the taxpayers pay for it? Well, that's not fair. Only for D1 or D2 or all levels? How many small schools would drop sports? They'd have to drop men's and women's due to Title IX. Well, I guess that's the entire idea here. If you treat it like a business, and the only way to not have dirty money involved is if you're going to truly open it up. Because if you do what I said previously, Sean, where I said, okay, you're going to put a minimum on it. Every player gets paid $50,000, but you can go make whatever you want in endorsements. There's still going to be dirty money. The dirty money is just going to flow through corporations now. It's just going to flow through businesses. And you're going to have big boosters that own a company that now pay players an inappropriate amount of money because now that's the legal way to do it. If you truly want to make things equal ground, well, then you do treat it like a business. And in a business, if you're asking who's going to pay for the athletes, who's going to pay for your employees, well, your business is. So that's who's paying for it. You're not going to go to the taxpayers. No, they're not going to pay for your business. There are some that will, but not most private businesses, right? And you're not going to be able to go ask some booster for money. If you're going to treat it like a business, then you have to be able to make that money. Meaning, so you can only pay the players what your business can't afford. And if you play at a school in which you cannot afford to pay the players more than $30,000, then you pay them what your business can afford in order to stay afloat. So that's the answer to it. I mean, if there's truly going to be a free market, you let them treat it like a business, and then no, you don't have to worry about dirty money. It's all on the books. It's all above the board, and it's good, clean, clear money. Now that gets complicated because now all the small schools are going to get washed out. They're just going to be done, and so I don't think that's the right answer either. But in theory, if you're treating it like a business, you only can pay what you can afford, right?
Yeah, and here's okay. I'll give you my own then. Ponder this. University of Colorado, Colorado State, those are state-owned universities. The businesses that would be paying is Colorado, the taxpayers. How do you think that goes over?
Well, before I hit Mount Columbus, I think I need to understand the question. Say that again, because so are you saying that at the University of Colorado?
State of Colorado runs these universities. These are state-owned universities.
Right, but the state of Colorado does not run the athletic department, nor do they run each individual program.
But the
football
money
team,
comes,
the basketball
however,
team.
Right? How do the schools run? The money comes from taxes.
Sure. Yes.
That's how they keep the educational part of the university,
the educational part of it, right? But then you've got the athletic department that has to fund their own activities. They have to come up with their own money, right? And do they get some of the taxpayers' money? Actually, I'm not smart enough to know if they do. Do they? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But I know that athletic departments have to raise their own money, and they've got their own budget that they have to be held accountable to.
But that would make raising tuition complicated, because now you're getting into the educational side that would pay, so that you have to draw a line there.
If you just look at it like you would look at an NFL team and you say, look, we make X amount of dollars off tickets, we make X amount of dollars off concessions, we make X amount of dollars off of TV money. Well, there's our budget. That's what your budget is. And now you're no longer sharing a budget with other programs or other sports that are in your program. You're no longer sharing with men's basketball or sharing with women's basketball or sharing with lacrosse. I get it. People aren't going to like that, for sure. I understand why some people would not like that, but that would be how an actual individual, if you let them operate as individual businesses, that's how it would go. So the football team is separate of the basketball
team.
And
maybe there are other ways to do this, because you think about hockey, right? University of Denver has one of the best hockey programs in the country. They don't even have a football team.
Yeah.
There could be schools that pivot to something else. North Dakota is a good hockey school. They're really not doing a lot necessarily with a lot of their other sports. Who knows? Maybe one of these schools decides, Old Dominion says, you know what? We're not worried about football. We're going to spend our money on women's basketball because we're consistently one of the top ones, and we're going to carve that niche out for us.
Which is fine. However, being good at something doesn't equate to making money.
Correct.
And so you can be as good as you want in college hockey. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to make the type of money that's going to be required to pay the players, right? And so that means you got to pay the players proportionally what you are going to bring in income, right? And that way there is no secondary. But boosters are still going to be involved. And so, of course, boosters can still supplement and give you that tax write-off. It's all complicated. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. So my answers are not the right answers. These are just the answers that are inside of my head. These are the theories that I'm floating, trying to figure out the right way to do it. Bottom line is, we're nowhere near any of this, Sean.
No, this is the beginning.
We're not doing this next year. We're not doing this next year, the year after that. It's eventually going to head in this direction, but today was a step in the right direction.
Yeah, Jeff Kessler is the lead plaintiff attorney in this. Said, quote, it's tremendous to win this 9-0. Hopefully it will be the major next step on the road to a true fair competitive system for these athletes, end quote. So it really is the beginning. Everyone understands it's the beginning. What this judgment basically does is it starts drawing the lines, starts drawing the boundaries of where you can work within and where you cannot work within. But that's all it does. I mean, we don't have anything beyond that yet, but it is going to change things fundamentally, and it's interesting to see how it'll all shake out over the next decade, more than likely.
Yeah, it's going to take some time.
Remember the Nuggets Suns series, right? I mean, it was awful. Try not to remember.
All I can remember is Suns and Four Guy. That's all I remember.
Yeah, well, Suns and Four Guy.
And Chris Paul looking like he's 25.
Yeah, Chris Paul was apex predator in that series. That was crazy. And now he's out. He's not going to play in game one.
Right.
So, go figure. The Suns and Four Guy was right, unfortunately. But the very famous social media spat, let's call it a spat. What are the cool names? Donnybrook? What are those? Like 1930s names for fights? How come they're always 1930s?
Donnybrook? I don't know what that is. Yeah. I've never heard of Donnybrook.
It's like a brawl.
Donnybrook.
It's a fancier way of saying brawl. Yeah, fancier
saying brawl. Anyone? No.
This is what you get when I'm in, not D-Mac.
Yeah, Donnybrook. No, D-Mac would definitely understand that reference, I promise.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, well, anyway, the fight at the Pepsi Center that we had, the person who lost that fight trying to argue that he didn't.
Mm.
We'll hear it next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
I still use people on the text line saying that you should have known what Donnybrook
is. I see that. People are disappointed in me for not knowing what Donnybrook.
Richie didn't know either.
Give me a relation. Give me a reason why I would know what Donnybrook means.
One of the people said, if you ever watched wrestling.
No, not very often.
So I didn't know that.
No, I can't say that.
When the bench is clear in a baseball game.
Are we talking WWE wrestling? What kind of wrestling are we talking here?
I don't know.
Real wrestling? Yeah.
They probably don't say it real wrestling because they really actually only have two people. But when the base is clear in a baseball game.
That's a Donnybrook.
When the whole bench is all piled out.
So was there a Donnie and there was a Brooke and Donnie and Brooke fought
it's
each
actually
other?
Actually, just is one word. English is weird, man. I don't know. It's weird.
Not my strong suit.
There's all sorts of ways.
I'm better at it than Stokely, but I'm not very good at English.
Yeah. Well, see, yeah. I have a. By the way, I'm Sean Drew, host of the Fan Late Night, and I have a solo show.
Yeah.
As a result, I have to know a lot of different terms for the same thing. You got to mix it up.
Right.
So I can't just say fight 20 times because then that's boring. You kind of come up with other synonyms.
Can I be open and honest? This is like circle of trust type of situation.
You, me, and everyone listening.
Yeah. I've always been very judgmental of people that have had solo shows.
Cool. This sounds off to a great start.
Yeah. you got to be a special kind of psycho to be able to talk to yourself for 2 to 4 hours, depending on the length of your show. What kind of psycho is able to do that? Seriously.
Yeah. And most of the time, because of the pandemic, I've been broadcasting from my house. So I just, like a caveman, I just sit in the den and stare at my wall and talk to it for 2 hours.
So there's probably something not normal about you, right? I would not have the capability of speaking to myself for
you have to really be in love
hours.
With the sound of your own voice. Yeah.
Well, you do have a good voice, so you got that much going on for you. I do judge people that do solo shows, though.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
I actually assume if I say something that offends you, you're probably going to play it cool, but in the back of your mind, you've got a plan to get even, and you probably will get even in another way. I just don't know how. I'm just a little bit nervous around people that do solo shows.
I'm not going to confirm or deny any of that.
Right.
Because I think I'll keep those cards close to the chest. Thank you very much. Myself. Well, guys that didn't do, guys that pour beer on other people, not cool. This is our lesson, right? Don't pour beer on other people.
Why would you waste that?
I know.
I mean, that was an expensive beer.
It's expensive. Yeah. First, you're wasting your money. Second, you're going to start a fight.
Yes.
And because I don't know of anybody ever who gets the beer poured on them intentionally. Sometimes accidental, but that happens. But intentionally pour a beer on your head. Nobody goes that's cool, man.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Continue your mocking me.
Shower.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's not going to happen. Well, you remember Sons in Four guy.
I do, yes.
Yeah, him and Chris Paul, the only two things I remember.
Yeah.
It didn't work out for the guy that poured the beer on Sons in Four guy because not only did he get his face beat in, the Sons actually won in four. But the guy who got beat up suggests that didn't happen on TikTok.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, let's hear from him.
I had a Dos Equis beer. Took a gulp.
How many times did he actually connect?
Probably if you guys
saw it looked like the last one was
the only one, huh? That's what I was gonna say.
But I mean, he was swinging on you a couple times. I don't know what was.
You know what I'm saying? He's hitting my arms, my shoulders.
I mean, he definitely demolished your pride. I don't know if you're physically, like, not okay. Physically, you look like you're okay.
He seemed okay.
I mean, he does have a bruise on his nose, for sure. He definitely took a shot to the nose. He's trying to pass it off as
looked like
as
a little more than a scratch,
yeah,
to be honest, actually. But
so was that I got my ass kicked? I just didn't get my ass kicked the way that you think I got my ass kicked?
Yeah, that's the I didn't expect to start the fight and then lose the fight and then have it go viral on the internet where 100 million people watched me lose a fight. So I'm going to try to save whatever face I can possibly save.
Right.
That's what that is.
Yeah. He did look cool, though.
Desperation.
Had the earrings in, had the chain on. He also was wearing a fanny pack. That was an interesting choice. Apparently, that's an accessory now that's, like, cool.
It was never cool.
I don't know.
If you were riding your bike, those people that are the bike riders, you know, like in your neighborhood,
yeah.
But
I ride my bike a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
But you ride a lot, but do you dress like it's the Tour de France, like every time you're going to...
So I did used to judge those people.
And so the worm has turned now. Because yeah. I judge hobby cyclists who are dressing like Lance Armstrong.
I mean, are you a hobby cyclist if you have an event named after yourself?
Well,
I mean, if you've got an event named Pedal with Columbus, is that a hobby?
No, you're not.
Huh? Oh. Yeah. I mean, I think I passed the point.
Maybe I'm not a solo host that is always quietly stalking people. There's exceptions, you know. Jeez. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, other people. Other people, not Tyler Columbus. You're not in the Tour de France. Stop it. Stop wearing the weird skinny jersey things and the... Stop it.
But when I made the transition from the mountain bike to the road bike, I kind of made the transition in apparel as well. Okay. That did happen. I had a moment.
So, like, I play tennis. Thing, like, should I just wear, like, a headband around everywhere? Like,
part of riding
just
the
wear
road
a headband
bike
to work?
Is, you know, you get a little soreness
Stan
in a certain
Smith's
spot, right?
Okay.
So part of the outfit is actually, like, an extra diaper that you wear on the bottom
there
of
is
yourself
the padding
that
thing.
Gives you a little extra padding, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm going on a long ride, I give myself the double diaper. I double up on the spandex.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But why the jersey? Why do you have to do that?
Well, because that cuts down on wind friction. And
are you timing yourself down to like the hundredths of a second?
And I have
you're like an Olympic swimmer that has to shave off all their chest hair?
I have my name on it, and I want people to know that it's me when I'm on the side of the road.
They're not timing you. Mm. They're watching you go by.
Yeah.
They're not sitting there and going, hey, Balamas.
There's Tyler again.
Hey! You were one-tenth of a second slower today, man.
But I know, Sean. I know. I'm competing with myself. That's what all good athletes do.
Well, you could compete with yourself wearing a regular shirt, and if you did it all the time, it would still count.
But wouldn't that look weird if I had the spandex on with, like, a just baggy shirt?
The spandex just makes it weird.
The spandex are a necessity. I'm just going to tell you that much. That is a necessity. The upper part,
like
the
tight-fitting
shirt on the up part, that... I should get that. That's gonna be my next outfit. That's gonna be my next uniform. I like that.
How does that work? I'm just trying to picture like anybody playing any other. Like you do it and you're really serious, but like you're supposed to wear around, you know, like the little page boy cap and checkered pants everywhere you go if you play golf. Like I like to play golf, so you have to wear the apparel. But why? No, but that's weird.
Well, yeah.
I respect the cycling thing because there's no way I'm going to do that because it sounds exhausting.
Yeah,
but,
no, it's,
and I'm not really into things that make me exhausted. So I'm like, nah.
How I ever got into cycling, I really don't know. It just like it happened. It just it was an evolution of personality and everything else. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I did judge. I used to be like you. Yeah. But I think it's okay for you to judge me. Just know that I'm a real cyclist. I've got an event named after
that's
myself.
Right.
So that
that's
makes
right.
it okay.
And it's a terrific event. Had an opportunity to. We supported that last year in our little Madden tournament. As well.
See what I did there? I always make it about me. It's not about me. It's about my mom. It's about ovarian cancer. That's who I am. I have a problem. I always make things about me. It's not about me.
Well, it's about doing your part to raise awareness
and
help people out.
Yes.
That's good. And that's what we're trying to do here.
Thank you, Sean.
Even if it's just for entertainment purposes.
Can I ask you a quick question?
An entire segment of making fun of each other.
No. I don't feel like it's going to like be...
It doesn't feel like it's going to end well, does it?
No, I don't feel like this is going in my direction, whatever the question is.
Well, I just want to keep score for, you know, for those at home.
Uh-huh.
So fanny packs are not cool.
Right. Spandex.
Spandex clad diapers are cool.
That's true. Well, yeah, especially when you double up on the diapers. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I just point of clarification. Look, that's all I need.
Consider me Miles Davis.
What?
No.
Oh, that was okay. That's two segments where one of us is confused by the other thing the other said. Right. We'll see if we can do better next.